Today is the 7th of November. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful day. So if you've been following me on Instagram, you will know that we have been going through a series called Let's Talk Worship. And this week we talked about how to worship God in truth. And I just want to thank everybody who joined me on Monday. And then on Tuesday, we talked about how to merge worship leaders with their musicians. And I had my MD come on, and it was just an amazing time. So guys, thank you so much. Now, I know a lot of you have been wanting the recordings of that, and I promise you I have them. I'm setting up a Google Drive. And once I've set that up, I will invite everybody that wants access to that. But with all that said, we're going to continue in the line of worship, and we're going to pick up from where we left off yesterday. And our verse of the day comes from 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7, and it says this: each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. So Father, our prayer today is forgive us for the times we have been miserable with the abundance you have shared with us. Make us a conduit of blessings. We know that all we have is yours, so please help us use it as you would. This we pray in your precious name. Yeah. For the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around that the Spirit of the Lord is here. The atmosphere is changing now. Yeah. For the Spirit are new here on Heart of Worship, once again, welcome to the family. Father, we want your Spirit to fall afresh on us, fall afresh on us, fall afresh on us, fall afresh on us. Let us never take for granted your presence. Oh, the living God. Let it fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, let it fall afresh on me. Yeah. Let it fall afresh on me. Melt me, Lord, and mold, mold me. The living God, let it fall afresh on me. Father, this is our prayer, that you should melt us, you should mold us. Father, fill us up. And Father, then send us out so that we can be used by you and you alone. Oh.
Spirit of the living God, won't you fall afresh on me? Melt me, O God, and mold me. Please fill me and use me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. God, and mold me and fill me and use me. Spirit of, yes, the living God, fall afresh.
Yeah. You have to understand, I make no apologies for the way that I worship. I make no apologies for the kind of worship leader he has made me to be. I make no apologies because I understand who my God is. I understand who my God is. I have a revelation of how big my God is. And so therefore, I will worship him in such manner.
Yeah.
Some of us need to get to that place of being unapologetic with our worship. Some of us need to get to the place where we have no care in the world of who's on our left and who's on our right, because we understand the God that we serve. We understand the God that we worship. Some of us need to get to the place where there are no conditions in our worship, that we just worship him in spirit and in truth.
Fall afresh on me, Jesus.
Yeah. Behold, God is mighty, but does not despise any. He is mighty in strength of understanding, Job 36, verse 5. My covenant I will not violate, nor will I alter the utterance of my lips. Psalms 89, verse 34. Yes, Lord Jesus. I just want you to use this moment and just reflect on your God, reflect on your Savior, reflect on the God that woke you up this morning, that wrote your name in the book, that said, yes, he or she will be waking up today.
Oh, seeking your face.
Yeah. Ooh. The God that placed a roof over your head. And for somebody that may be in between jobs, your provider. For somebody who may be in two minds about something, He is your strength, He is your guide. He is everything that you will ever need. I know who my God is. I know the God that I serve. And I never want to shortchange Him of my worship. Every opportunity I get, I want to make sure that I give everything. I've laid everything. And if I haven't, then Lord, please forgive me. In the hope of eternal life, which God cannot lie, promised long ages ago, Titus 1 verse 2. This is your time. This is your time. And the next time you hear my voice, we'll be praying. And so, Father, our prayer this week is we thank you for the works of your hands, and because you never stop blessing us, God, we know that we are weak and we don't have the power of our own to be consistent in serving you, in doing well to others, because challenges will come that may want to derail us or make us lack consistency. So we ask you to help us to be consistent, Lord, in doing good continually, in serving you continually. There is always a blessing attached. We want to be blessed by you, Lord, so help us to serve you consistently. This is our prayer this week. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. Amen and amen and amen. So if you are new here on Heart of Worship, welcome to the family. Why don't you go ahead and send me a message? I'm on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. So if you go to Facebook, JC May Music, or if you want to contact me via Instagram at JC May, Twitter at JC May Music, go ahead and just let me know that you are listening in for the first time. I would love to connect with you. But the biggest thing that is happening here, and this is all you're going to hear me talk about, is our first worship service, which is taking place on the 1st of February 2019. I want you guys to go to my link in my bio on Instagram and go get your tickets. I am so excited about what God is doing. I'm so excited about what God is going to do. That worship service is going to be the worship service of all worship service, because God is just going to pour out his heart to us on that day. And I know that God is just going to open our eyes to a few things that we never knew. And he's going to show us a new dimension and a new revelation of who he is. And so I want everybody to be a part of that. I want everybody to make themselves available. And I want to see you there on the 1st of February. Tickets are currently £20, and that's only till the 18th of November. After that, they go to full price, which is £25. And so go and get your tickets while you can and while they last at £30. But with all that said, family, my prayer for you is this: may flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue, and may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Family, I will definitely see you tomorrow. Until then, stay blessed and take care. Bye.